I want to say, I hope the world's seen what kind of terrorist Gallagher is. I hope the world has seen every single day.
KDB being absent, he stepped up this year. He said, "Yo, I'm putting the boots on, bro." Man pulled up his socks. He said, "I'm scoring goals, assists, everything."
Even when KDB's come back,
he's still doing the thing. Like, I guess my United, KDB was there.
You know what I mean?
He's still done his job. This guy's weird as well, where he doesn't back his own words. So he'll pick players that suited his system very well and done jobs for him. But at the same time, he'll say he's not picking players on form.
Because he used to always pick
Harry Maguire. Yeah, and he'll say it was awful form.
But then, you know what I mean?
And then you've got Sterling, which is in the same situation now, but he's not being picked. So what's going on? Yeah. He's your left winger. This is why I love the England debates, bro. Because, bro, we're not getting this team at all.
Connor, we're never ever
we're not getting this team at all.
What's going on, people, man? We're tuning into episode 14 of the Is Not Easy Pod, man. We've got some new faces in the building. We've got offside matches in the room, man. How you guys doing, man?
Good, bro.
Chilling, man.
Everyone's smooth, yeah?
Everyone's smooth, bro. Took our time to come here, but obviously, apologies for that.
Yeah, all good, bro. Right. How have you, man? Start to week now, but how have you guys been recently, the past few weeks and that?
It's not too bad. Like, we kind of stopped for a little while, obviously, with the whole technical difficulties. But, you know, we're back. I think we're coming back. It's Thursday, hopefully.
Okay.
Right, if the video will come out probably Sunday night, Monday. Okay. We'll see from there.
Yeah. I was quickly asked, though, what, like, with the Offside Merchants, how did you come up with that name?
Offside Merchants. We had a few names, I can't lie. We had, what was the first one we started with?
I don't even know. Do you know what is? We went through a lot of names.
A lot of names, bro.
Do you know what is? Because I feel like we were Somalians, innit? Because play football, try run offside so many times. We're just playing around with that, innit?
Yeah.
Like Offside Merchants. And then we were even thinking, we're going to get on the pod soon and saw like some offside flags and stuff like that. But yeah, try to go
through. Yeah, I think that's where it started from. It started from Offside Merchants. We had Merchants there at one point. We said something else, another name. I can't remember what it was at the time. We thought about other names, so we thought we need to be catchy. We have to have something to ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't copy other names. Something we can own. So we said Offside Merchants. It just stuck. So it's kind of like your story, where it just worked, innit?
It's natural.
I think that's where it came from. And yeah, it stuck now, innit? So not too bad.
That's all good, mate. I want to jump into some quickfire questions, though, yeah?
Go on, I don't know.
You ready, yeah?
No problem.
Don't tell me off guard, innit?
This is the X-ray card.
You know what I mean?
I've got to be, like, first thing that comes to mind.
All right, cool.
Straight away.
Right off the bat, yeah?
All right.
Cool. We'll start some topical ones. Saka or Foden?
Can I just go?
Foden. Cool. Prime Zlatan or Prime Suarez?
Prime Suarez.
Zlatan.
What makes you say
Zlatan? I'm just checking all his primes, innit? Because he's had a lot of primes.
He's played a lot of very good teams.
Suarez, MSN.
That's why MSN was crazy.
That's why I said it.
That's the biggest striker I've ever seen.
But you're forgetting as well, the two years prior to that, he was at Liverpool and he destroyed the league.
He destroyed the league, bro.
Should have won the league that year.
But I can't lie, that Suarez season, he's always got a bit of an asterisk by it with me, because he stat padded that season.
Yeah, he did.
That 13-14 season.
But you can't blame him, bro. Look at the team he's playing in.
Yeah.
That team was whack.
That team
might not be top four this year.
Definitely wouldn't.
Nah, bro, impossible. When you said it straight away, I thought. Don't get me wrong, I love Zlatan.
Same.
I love Zlatan. His mentality is crazy. I love the way he plays. All the goals he scored, they're crazy, bro. But Suarez?
Different source. Alright, cool. So when someone says he the streets won't forget player, who's the first player that comes to mind?
Hakim Ben Arfa.
Ronaldinho.
Ben Arfa, bro.
I said streets, innit? Why are streets Ronaldinho?
That's the thing, though. With Ronaldinho, you recognise Ronaldinho. But yeah, you're talking about a player
QPR,
that...
Benfica.
Tarap.
Yeah.
Tarap.
Don't forget Tarap, man.
That's like, for me, it's Ben Arfa.
Yeah.
Nah, Tarap.
You know the team that I put in the chat the other day, of the old school team? I think it was Levetsi.
He's a super forget player from
Levetti, Napoli. When it's at Napoli with Cavani up top.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one, that's the team we nearly lost to in the Champions League. The year we won it.
And they had Hamsik with the Mohawk.
Bro.
That team was.
We nearly lost to that team. We had to beat them at the bridge in order to score for the next round.
Yeah, that team was serious, man.
I'll never forget that team, bro. I think a season and a half later, he moved to PSG.
Yeah,
that's it. That's
why
he was hard.
He started doing this thing at PSG still.
Yeah.
Cool. So next question, what's the best goal that you've seen live? And it hasn't got to be like in the stadium. It can be like you watched it live. Yeah. Either.
All time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this one's a quick fire, man. There's so many.
Yeah, this is not quick fire, bro. This is not quick fire. Live on TV. The best goal I've ever seen. Okay, are we talking moment? Or are we talking about the cat kind of goal? It might have to be the Ronaldo overhead kick against Juventus.
Oh, that goal, when I saw that goal, oh my God.
I stood up, bro.
How can the fans be clapping as well?
The fans are clapping, bro. Serious. I say that, maybe. I think I might put Rooney's overhead kick as well.
Rooney's overhead kick was serious.
Yeah, I guess City. Maybe. Oh, it's between those two for me.
I could do moments, though.
He might not be Aguero's goal to win.
That's what I was thinking as well. Moment, you'll never forget that.
I was watching the whole game.
So I was watching the mental moment. It was crazy.
And then I'll never get that moment again. I'll say Messi's free kick as well, man. Against
Liverpool. I think I'd probably go with Ronaldo. He's my goal as well. This guy we can connect to, bro. Let's get into it though. The Champions League quarterfinal. How are you feeling about it, man? It's looking crazy. So run through it again. Obviously, Arsenal got Bayern Munich. Everton Madrid got Dortmund. Real Madrid, Man City, big tie. The big tie, and then PSG got Barca.
Okay, so which way you want to start? Do you want to start on your side, the Arsenal side, or do you want to start on the other side?
That's the Arsenal side.
See, the Arsenal side, bro, I'll be honest, that Bayern team, you can't look at it sideways, bro. Because they may have not had a good season, don't get me wrong. But
they're starting to groove now.
But they're starting to connect dots. When they start doing that, you don't want that. And even though they might not have away fans at your ground, which is the first game.
You've got the first game, innit? Yeah.
You have to be 2-0 up. And you can't let them score. Because if you let them score, they take you to their ground.
Yeah.
They're scoring too.
But Allianz is such a...
It's such a stadium. It's more than just a team.
It's the environment, atmosphere.
Exactly.
So the moment they wake up,
that's it, bro. And you know, Tuchel, at the end of the day, it's a back five, or he's going to do a back three, and it's going to be two wingers on the sides.
Yeah.
Bro, we've had Tuchel. We know what he's going to do.
And
in those kind of games, that's when he becomes a coach. Yeah. Like he'll coach them to win.
Though, Arteta's got Tuchel's number, though.
He does.
Every time he hasn't.
So I don't think Tuchel's not beating him yet. No, he hasn't. So it's a good matchup. It's a very, very good matchup. Let me not even take off the shine from Arsenal. Oh, the performance I saw against at Porto the first game, I was like, okay,
it was shambles.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And for that game to be, and then it was away, so it's the first fixture. Whereas this Bayern game, and even the next round, your second game's away. So it's like, how are you going
to
adapt? Because half of these players haven't played away.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think your players can take the
ball? Are they ready to do it?
I think we're going to learn, man. We're going to find out.
You have to, innit? That's the thing, though.
The first time for everything, innit? So these players are going to have to, like... Your coach hasn't been this far. Exactly.
You know, as a player, you know, celebrate.
He has never been this far, so he doesn't know.
Jorginho, though.
Yeah,
Jorginho and Havertz, I'd say. And Zinchenko, that's it.
Jesus.
And Jesus.
But even his flaky is four.
So like, it's the only four players that have mentality in terms of...
He's going to final, man. Rate him. Rate Kai.
We've got to give it to him, innit?
Rate Kai.
Rate Kai, man. Bro, he scored that final, bro.
That was all mad.
Don't lie. He gave you a greatest moment in the last 5 years.
He flopped that touch.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, he did.
He flopped that touch, bro. That ball was going off the pitch. Edison slowed it down with his hands.
Yeah, it's coming off.
I'm not. Mount created that. Werner ran, created the space for him. Mount played that ball.
Listen, at the end of the day, it works in our favour.
That's his first goal in the Champions League for Chelsea, by the way. That's what I'm just saying.
The one thing I would say about the Bayern Munich tie, if I'm honest, how I'm looking at their team, that like Bayern Munich, oh, I'm going to be Bayern Munich in it. But how I see it is that Bayern's
bench
defense,
yeah,
I think, is leaky. Yeah. I think that's the area.
They are. I'm not going to cap.
Eric Dier starting nowadays.
Upamecano.
He's back from his suspension, so he'll probably play.
He'll play.
Or De Ligt. And then
I don't understand why they don't play Kim Min-jae.
I think he's got some injuries, you know. He hasn't been playing recently.
But he's a very good defender. How very is he good. Not starting?
Yeah, he's
so I would have started him and De Ligt. Or I know that they saw Lucas Hernandez, which is a stupid move. I don't know why they've done that. Yeah. They should have kept him.
Kimmich will be fullback.
Kimmich will be a fullback, which should be the right move. Kimmich being as number six is not it anymore. Like it needs to stop, bro. He can't play that role. He needs to be a fullback. Just keep him there.
Even for Germany,
He played right back the other night. He's playing well. They've done the job. But in terms of Bayern, I tell you, you're right. Their defense is leaky. They have conceded a lot of goals this season, especially in the beginning of the season where they're trying to find their feet.
Yeah,
they were scoring a lot of goals. Don't get me wrong. Where in terms of like your team, but they were losing stupid games. Like
silly games.
In the DFB Pokal, they shouldn't have lost the game in there. How did that happen? They lost. Yeah. By Leverkusen, they've drawn with them. I watched the game when they drew. They lost to them.
Well. And it was 3-0.
And it was clear goals. The high line was too high. That's the thing. So. If maybe, because I know Tuchel's played in the league in terms of the Premier League, so he knows what kind of setup he's going to be played, especially the fact he's beaten Pep before, so he kind of knows what kind of system might be played. Yeah. Of course, Arteta will adapt to create his own system.
Yeah.
It'll work, but at the end of the day, we'll have to wait and see what happens. In terms of the bench, they have a better bench than you in terms of attackers. So they could take Sane off, put Coleman on, they can take Gnabry off, they can put that tail boy on, and he's good.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, but to be fair,
whereas you guys don't have you don't have a place. I think what today is Martinelli injured or what's going on?
So he was injured, but I think he'll be back. First game
before that game.
Yeah, I think he'll be back by then.
No problem. But then Saka, there's no replacement. So what do you do?
That's the thing.
So if the backs are against the wall,
you ain't got nowhere else to turn to. But we do have like obviously with Partey back. Fabio looking like he's coming back.
Yeah.
Players that he looked like they're coming back.
That's the thing. You have the midfield control. As long as you control the midfield, then you can do something through there. They've got the right attack force to kill the game, but it's whether they can get there or not. Yeah. So.
But how have you though? I think Tuchel might go to the feedback, as you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think during last season when Bayern Munich had Man City.
Yeah.
And he went to the Etihad and he just tried to play ball.
He tried to play football, which he should have never done.
He should have never done. I think he's going to learn from that.
Yeah.
I think he'll come in like a free back.
Yeah.
And he's fine with a draw at Emirates.
He might assist. Yeah, that's what he might do. He might assist the first game, draw, take a draw, go to the Allianz Arena.
And he knows he'll turn up.
And he knows what's going to happen.
Kane's going to turn up. Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a big tie. So I think it'll be like a big tie for like a few of our young players who haven't been in these, like Saka, Martinelli, even that old guard, but I trust old guard to be there.
Yeah, 100%. He's the captain at the end of the day.
I trusted to show up.
Even with Declan Rice being in there, he's never seen those kind of lights. It's going to be a very good game. Don't get me wrong. I'm expecting a very good game to come out of it, especially the second leg. Not even the first one, the second leg, because I know the first one is going to be a tester for both sides. So the second leg is going to be an all. It might even turn out to be an all timer from what I can see, bro. It's going to be good.
I thought it'd be a really good game.
With the other side, which you're going to end up facing.
Yeah. Real Madrid City.
That's the game. That's going to be the game week game, bro. It's crazy.
I think I saw Pep say in his interview, right? He said like he's almost a bit tired of playing them because even though they beat them last year, it's always still Real Madrid, man. Like it's always Real Madrid. Like their heritage in the competition always makes it jarring to come up against. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Especially when they go to the Bernabeu. That's a Champions League team, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
When that cup is bought out for the season. It's already got Madrid's hashtag on the side. It's got ready star on the side, bro. Because it might end up there.
Do you know what I mean? It's techie. It's crazy, man. So I think that's how be crazy. Like, if I'm honest, I'd rather play Real Madrid than City. I do not want to play City, man.
Because it's boring.
It's boring, man.
I get what you're saying. Like, you want something new.
Yeah, like, I don't want to
play Madrid. But that can also be dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you know what you can face against City. You know what you're getting. Yeah. But with Madrid.
Real Madrid.
It's another game, bro.
And the Bernabeu as well.
Madrid coming to the Emirates. Yeah. It's a different game. I know, I understand that. That's what every Arsenal fan wants.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, sometimes you want something you've already tested and you know what you can do. It's better than going to face something new.
You don't know.
Which is a new challenge. Even though it's not the wrong thing to do because you want to beat the best teams and win the trophy.
Yeah.
But listen.
No, but that's what creates the moments.
Exactly.
Like, that's if let's say Arsenal go to the Bernabeu and then they win. Even if they don't win, they gain that experience of playing the Bernabeu against the best players.
Yo, I've actually been there. If we come back here next year, I know what to do.
Rather than facing City every single time.
At the end of the day, it has its pros and cons, so you kind of know what you're going to get or not.
So I
feel like going away to bigger teams in Europe, obviously City's a big team, but going up to like Real Madrid, which is obviously heritage in the Champions League, and facing them, even winning or losing, you still come out.
I think they've only lost one game this season.
Who?
I think they've only lost one game this season. I know they've had a few draws, but I know they've lost one game this season. From what I can remember, I don't watch La Liga enough to know, bro. Like, Serie A's my kind of thing when it comes to the Premier League. So.
Huh? They're getting better next
year. Yeah, exactly, because they're going to get Mbappe. Long day, man. That's not lying. Where else would he end up?
That's not fair.
So,
how are we feeling about Mbappe's story at PSG? Because it looks like
he might take him to a final. Yeah.
He's in a favourable side of the draw. That's what he wants. He can have a great entry.
Exactly, great entry to the PSG storyline.
Yeah, because he's facing...
He's on the other side.
He's Dortmund and Atletico.
Yeah, if he gets past Barca, though. Barca won't be easy as well. Right now,
if he wants to be a Madrid star, he has to beat Barcelona, bro. Has to beat them, bro. If he wants to be a Real Madrid icon...
If he goes to the final, does beat Barca,
That's the thing.
Goes to the final,
he's on the favourable side. So if anything, I know Arsenal would love to be on that side to go to the final and then see what happens. But with PSG
right now,
they need to beat Barcelona.
If Arsenal win it from
the other side is Atletico Madrid or Dortmund. And that's not a lie.
You take that.
PSG would love to take that.
Yeah, you take that. You know, on Mbappe, the other day, he reached 250 goals for PSG.
That's not normal, bro.
And I was thinking, golly, man,
this guy's been playing for that long. Like, he's not even playing for that long.
But he's not even playing for that long. That's what you don't understand. He's 24?
Yeah.
He's 24.
When did he join PSG?
He must be 25. He's turning 25 this year. 20, I know that.
Yeah. He joined PSG like 2017.
So he was 18?
Yeah. He joined on loan initially. Then became 250 goals, just like that.
But in that league? Things. What, in just League One? PSG career?
Yeah,
PSG goals?
Yeah.
Okay. Mostly would have been in League One, though.
Majority of the time, he's been playing and starting.
Yeah,
but most of
the time. He's got a great fitness record as well.
He does. I'll give it to him. He does. That League One tax, though, it's heavy.
It's a heavy tax, bro.
Even though it's a very good technical league, I know some people don't rate it. Bro, look at the players that are in the Premier League now. Most of them actually come from there. Exactly. So
great exports from League One. Still.
They come from there and they play good football. So you got to give it to him at the end of the day. Playing in that league, scoring that many goals.
What's next? That's PSG, Barcelona. I think on that tie is interesting. I think Barcelona, you can't kind of write them out because I feel like
they've got the experience and they've got the team to do it.
I think their team is probably a better team than PSG in terms of like the full 11.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Do you know what I mean? But then,
that midfield, I don't even know who plays for PSG's midfield to know enough.
I know it's
Vitinha. Yeah.
Golly, yeah. It's a few different guys, man. They chop and change a lot.
And their attack force at the top, they change a lot as well.
Zaire Emery.
He's a very good player.
So
there's times when they play 4-2-4, though, isn't it?
I know Enrique, even though I wanted him at Chelsea before my man came in.
Yeah.
I wanted Enrique, but I thought about it and I looked at it. I said, bro, this guy's a criminal, bro. This guy's a criminal.
He played, what was that time? Was it PSG?
It might have been Dortmund. Because they were in the same group.
Yeah. He's been doing that, to be fair. I think PSG will be a threat. And obviously, you know how it is in their league. They can rest everybody. And you're full for that Tuesday. You're full for that Wednesday evening.
But even with their league, it helps them. Because I know that they play their league games. Instead of playing on a Saturday, they'll get it rescheduled to play on a Sunday.
That's crazy.
It's mad. We don't even get that luxury.
It's going to be nuts. I think the quarterfinals will be crazy. I think with Arsenal, I said the biggest challenge in April, it's probably going to be the fixture congestion. But apparently, because we have 9 games.
I know that you play City. No. If you beat Bayern, you play City or Madrid. Then you play... I think you play us. You play Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then you play City or Madrid again. And I think you play... you're playing United. After that, it might be that. That's what I think it is.
It's gonna be tough still.
That's the make or break. If you get through that, no excuses.
Hands up, bro.
I think the score is done, but
it's a very good draw. This might be the best draw I've seen in a very long time.
Especially
putting all the good teams on one side.
A lot of good matchups.
Yeah, but the final, obviously, the final is gonna be boring. That's not like one great team is gonna come out on one side and the other side is just the underdog. So
yeah, we'll see.
It's a good storyline. Like.
PSG go through, and if
that's the thing though, if it's not PSG,
yeah, even Barca, give it to Barca as well with the history and who they are. Yeah,
he's still got Lewandowski. Yeah, man, he's just some players that we'll see, man.
There's good history there. With the other game, Dortmund and Atletico, that's a free draw. Whoever comes out of there,
yeah. Sancho, man. How do you think about Sancho, man? His redemption.
That's a Dortmund.
I'm happy for him, man.
That's like, you know what that is? That's like saying.
But he left the Prem where it was, let's say, step one, step two.
Scoring goals.
And then he's gone to Dortmund to step six and he's not winning.
Yeah, but PSV, don't it? at home.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, you got to beat what's in front of you at the end of the day. Listen, I can't hit on the guy there. You got to beat what's in front of you.
Nah, but he couldn't.
If he's in that United shirt, did they win? I don't know.
He couldn't beat what's in front of him in the Prem.
Exactly. But I don't. That's what I'm saying, though. But you can't. Even though.
You can't judge a man from okay. He's gone. He started in the league. He's
no, but even when the league started, when the league started in terms of the preseason before the league started, I know that even if Abs was here today, he would tell you the same. Guy was playing in the nine role, and it didn't work out for him. That's where the whole kerfuffle started between him and Ten Hag. He's playing a nine role in preseason. He was banging. He was scoring goals. League starts first game of the season. My man's not even in the team sheet, bro. What's going on?
Yeah. It's not. I think it'd be good to see him like. Find the form again. It's a good tie.
It's anyone's tie at the end of the day. For me, I think Everton could come out.
Yeah, because they got more know-how.
They got more know-how. And I think the first game is at the Signal Iduna Park, even though it's a good stadium in terms of atmosphere, but it can go left for them. But
they'll keep a clean sheet, man. That's exactly. You know how they'll play. And you still got, like, you got players who can win you games, like Griezmann,
Depay, Morata.
I mean, you got players that can win you games, bro.
So
yeah, it'll be good still. I wanted to touch upon a topic that's been, like, all over like socials in recent weeks, Saka and Foden, man. It's been everywhere recently, innit? I know it's been like it comes back every year.
This comes back every year,
but you know what it is? I think it's been heightened like during the season because this season, like Foden has stepped up like significantly in terms of like KDB's accents. You know what I mean? So I feel like during the season, like, it's been even more like. Closely fought or closely debated.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it though? Who puts it for you?
For me, it's Foden.
Okay.
Mostly on technical ability.
Okay.
And I know what most people would say. Oh, it looks like he's a system player. Yes, he can play in the role. He could. That's what most people would say.
Yeah.
From what I see, the guy could. He for me, especially in terms of if we go into another section, which is the England squad.
Yeah.
Bro, he should not be playing on the wing. I will not lie to you. For me, he should be playing in the 10 row, or if not, play the double eight and play the rice behind them. It should be that. Exactly what he's doing, that thing where he's drifting off from the midfield into the wing section, cutting in, play. Yeah. You know how City play at the end of the day. Yeah. I don't have to explain that to you. With Foden, it's a great system. It works to his ability. KDB being absent, he stepped up this year. He said, "Yo, I'm putting the boots on, bro." Man pulled out his socks. He said, "I'm scoring goals, assists, everything."
Even when KDB's come back,
he's still doing the thing. Like I guess my United, KDB was there.
You know what I mean?
He's still done his job. So, there was games where he's absent. Of course, he's gonna get locked off. The guy's a young kid.
Same with Saka as well.
It's gonna happen. It happens. It's football.
Yeah,
you're gonna get, especially the Liverpool game. He went missing. I'm not gonna say he wasn't. He was missing. Foden was missing. Haaland went missing. KDB got stripped off.
Oh my god, he got hooked.
And that's when you kind of.
You should have got hooked though.
I understood why.
I didn't understand.
In games, like,
no, because he wanted to move the ball quick enough.
Yeah, but you don't take KDB off.
I know you don't take him off. That's the worst player to take off, but you should keep him on because he can win you your game.
Because there's so many scenarios where they could have been in a situation, be like, oh, what if KDB was on the pitch?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely, definitely. But that's the thing.
But then, like, he had like a lot of opportunities during the game where he just wasn't.
He wasn't quick enough to. He wasn't doing it. He wasn't on his toes.
And that point in the game,
Liverpool had him under pressure.
He was so transitional that like he wasn't able to get a foothold in the game.
That's what I'm saying. He wanted to bring Kovacic in, control the game, control the midfield again.
His defensive works though.
Yeah, it worked.
If it didn't work, then it would have backfired on Pep straight away. He would have said, but that's what I like about Pep. He would have said, "All right, cool. At the end of the day, I shouldn't have taken him off." But then they spoke to each other, and that's the relationship.
I agree with it as well because with KDB, he's only like really impactful in times where City have the ball, and then he's got the time to get it and find the passes, that will drive or do what everyone can do. But you know when if
those players are locked off as well.
And like you know when it's a traditional game, it's up and down. How it is at Anfield, he doesn't get a foothold.
Nah,
with him because he's got a player trait of like. Always wanting to find that ball.
Find the ball in quickly.
It's great when it's going for you. Yeah. But like you know when you need to like
just keep the ball.
Keep the ball for a bit. Yeah. He's not able to do it. He's trying to find the first pass. He's trying to find it.
Yeah.
And sometimes like someone like a Kovacic,
who
wants to control the game, retain it, play it off 1-2s. So it's all about the like player profile in the games.
Because even in that game, that last 15, if he did not take KDB, I'm sure Liverpool scored.
Like he kept losing
the ball. Endo would come nick it off him. He'll play it to McAllister. McAllister's playing it off. Luis Diaz is in straight away.
Getting behind.
Yeah, and he's getting behind.
Do you know what I mean?
So, but going back to Foden.
Yeah.
Me,
Yeah, we did a bit of a tangent there.
Yeah, we went on a tangent, but let's go back to Foden and Saka. This debate, yes, Saka's cold, don't get me wrong. Saka's a very good player. But it sometimes looks like it's a bit limited, where it's just a left foot game. It's nothing really down the line. I've seen him try to do it this year, don't get me wrong, but I know there's 3-4 players on him straight away when he touches the ball.
He did it against Sheffield where he went down a ring.
Yeah, but look at the opposition, it's Sheffield. You see what I'm saying? Whereas if it's a Liverpool, if it's a Man City, this is what I want to see this weekend. Show me something, bro, please. Because you got to fight for your team.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Saka's a very good player. No, I'm not hitting him at all.
Foden. I think Foden
is a level, a little level above him.
I think at City's team, Foden, I think Foden's the best. Next to Bernardo Silva, they're the most technical players that I see.
Yeah, 100%. That Bernardo Silva guy's a dog as well, bro.
And the fact that he can work, he can play off the wing as well, but he can work in the half spaces as well. So when he works in that half space and the turn, yeah, I think that's it.
But even don't hate on my man. He's leveled up from what it was last year.
Yeah, he is leveled 100%. Up. 100%.
Saka from what it was last year.
Do you know what it is? I think it's talent and hard work.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? He's still got ability.
Saka's got the talent.
Yeah, he's got the ability as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, Foden's in that branch of generational talent, but he hasn't reached
that.
Wrong.
He's in there, bro.
But he could get to that stage.
Like a player like Foden, you watch him and he does things like wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Saka, he doesn't really do that, but he's more like he's really good at
what he's good at. He doesn't change from it. Yeah, there isn't
he's a fish.
You know what? Let me try something different today. I'm gonna stick to the plan. It's going in, whether you like it or not. He's gonna cut in with that left. You know he's hitting it.
Whereas Foden's got that magic about him. It's like, what is that? Like, you just done something nuts.
It's one touch, two touch, play off, bang. He's in.
When it comes against, let's say it comes against a top level fullback, and it's Saka and Foden to go against it, I'll say Foden will rather come up on top because Foden can then drop into the midfield, get into it, turn into halves, and they do more. You know what I mean?
He can even drag the player. Whereas with Saka, it's
he'll attract,
even though it's not a nice thing for him. The guy standing there, he'll get the ball. There's 3 men on him straight away, bro. Right. But it's like, that's like a fault of the team. So the team needs to start doing certain things differently, which they have, where they need to create different structures, where they're controlling the ball more. A defender needs to come. Yeah, Ben White needs to come down the line. He picks a player off him, so it's 1v1.
100%.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. But I think on Saka, to back Saka a bit, though, Saka, what he's done in that Arsenal team, and taking it where he has and almost spearheading our attack over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And just being really and truly, only Salah can chat to him in terms of.
On that right wing, 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Even wingers in general in the Prem, really. Who's really. Who else is really chatting to him? So.
There isn't really. If you say spot on winger, and then it's just Salah.
He's dropped recently, though. Yeah. There used to be.
Do you know what I mean? So I think. I think I miss Salah. And I'd probably say he might edge the big games as well, but is touch.
What against Salah?
No, against Foden.
Big games, Foden, I'll give it to you.
If he edges the big games,
Foden's
now. Saka edges the big games and the big moments as well.
Yeah, because Foden wasn't really playing in those kind of roles in big games. Whereas, my man, he's right. He's their main attacker, so he's the guy that's getting the ball, scoring goals. Right,
he gets there. But I enjoy both of them. I love both of them.
I do. At the end of the day,
Foden, he's the one where you watch him. Say, oh my god, that was unreal. His goal against United was what is that? That's the it's just world class. Whereas Saka,
but I can't hate that Saka scores that a year and a half ago in what was it, December time when you played United.
Yeah,
he scores that left foot banger. Come on, bro, can't hate on that.
Yeah, equally magic. Exactly. It's equally magic as well. So you can't, you can't hate on that still. But you touched on something quite interesting about his role for England. Yeah, with Foden, I kind of understand why Southgate hasn't used him in a 10 role for England because. He doesn't out and out play there for City.
He doesn't.
So it's how can I trust that in a tournament where he's not even 100% sure on.
But that's what you get at a manager that was managing Middlesbrough and relegated. So what do you expect? I don't expect anything else from a manager that's not going to try something new.
Yeah.
These are matches you're supposed to use to try something new. Yeah. Don't tell me something I already know.
Even in a tempo, he doesn't really play technique.
I get what you're saying. I understand. Where it's a thing of, he drifts off to the winger.
He does whatever
But that's where Bellingham can come in and it's Rice controlling. Mm. This is what I was saying to you before. I would have played them two in the middle.
Nah, Southgate.
Behind Rice.
Well, Southgate's a terrorist, man.
And I don't rate him. I don't rate Southgate. And I would have played Saka, of course, right winger, striker, Harry Kane.
The midfielder he played the other day was what? Gallagher? Rice and
Jude Bellingham as a 10. When get Jude being in the 10, it looks like that when he's in the Madrid system, but it's not that. He's going up to the striker role because they don't really have a striker and he's going to start doing things like that.
That
you've got those two wingers going in for him, so he'll play them in.
Yeah.
But if you don't check out the system in terms of what you're doing, bro, you're going to play Europe. You're going to play in the Euros in what, 3 months?
Yeah.
And quickly on a
and
side
it's a
note,
slower man. Game.
What's yeah. on a side note? I want to say, I hope the world's seeing what kind of terrorist Gallagher is.
Chelsea fans say that. Chilwell
and Gallagher. I hope the world has seen what we suffer every single day, because he is taking a role away from one of our key players in our team, Enzo and Palmer.
Okay.
Palmer's been shifted out to the
wing. Oh yeah, intent. Okay, I get you.
Instead of into the thing,
even in that game, there was moments where he was okay. It wasn't something very bad.
Do you know it's Gallagher? Yeah, everybody around him does things at a quicker pace than Gallagher.
100%.
Gallagher takes 1, 2, 3 more touches.
Two more touches than everyone else.
So let's say
it looks slower and it looks crap.
We see every time
because he's just doing a bare minimum.
Enzo does one touch. Caicedo 1, 2. They post it to Gallagher, and Gallagher's 1, 2, 3. Then turns, then gives it to Palmer. So it's like, by that time,
even with that game, when you look at it, that's not a very good Brazil side. That's not live, boys.
If you use that midfield and go up against France,
that's not live, boys. That's not a great Brazil side. That's not a great Brazil side.
It was a really average side. Yeah,
it's a really average side.
Defense was.
Douglas Luiz wasn't playing. Yeah, Douglas Luiz wasn't playing.
Yeah,
that kid from Wolves was playing. João Gomes, I think that's his name. I'm not sure what his name is. João Gomes was
playing. Alisson wasn't playing.
Bruno Edison wasn't playing. Alisson wasn't playing. They're centre backs. I don't even know who the right centre, the left centre back was. I knew who the right one was. That was Danilo, I think.
You see,
I'm not sure.
This country speaking, like England, it's got a. I'll say, bro, if we come up against France, even Germany
I think France, Germany, and Portugal have got a better side than us.
We'll get
in terms England of that the manager knowing what he's doing.
You know what he's doing? As talent, player for player, England's got. Amazing players, isn't
it? But you have a manager.
The system and a manager.
I get what he's done. Don't get me wrong. The manager's done what some other managers couldn't do in terms of, bro, we went to a quarter final, we went to a semi final, we went to a final. It's something new. I got
to
give it to him. I got
to
give him his props. Listen, 10 years ago, certainly these England man wouldn't be chatting to each other.
But if I'm being for real,
because they're playing. Look at the system they're playing.
But let's not forget Sterling and Kane. Were on smokage that time that we were going to the
when they were getting carried,
Sterling was on a different level.
Oh, he was
smoking. I feel like it's players that got him into that stage.
Exactly.
We're being through.
But he doesn't, this guy's weird as well, where he doesn't back his own words. So he'll pick players that suited his system very well and done jobs for him. But at the same time, he'll say he's not picking players on form. But then he's saying he's picking players on form. So he doesn't back his word.
Yeah.
Especially because when you listen to press conferences.
Because he used to always pick
Harry Maguire. Yeah, and he'll say.
On awful form. But then, yeah, I mean.
And then you've got Sterling, which is in the same situation now, but he's not being picked. So what's going on?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Whereas that
Sterling for England
being
is a different player.
Being picked might change his outcome in the season.
I hate him.
Even being picked, Sterling for being picked for England might change his fortunes later on in the season. It
might be.
Where because it might work out in his favour where he'll get picked later on.
Confidence
booster. So him not being picked was odd.
It's sus, isn't it? Then,
why is Henderson in the team?
Is Henderson in the team again?
Henderson in the team, bro!
Yeah, he's in
Henderson in the team!
He's interested in Henderson, but people say his leadership,
he's
vocal, so on and so forth.
Kyle Walker, Maguire, they're both vocal. You know?
My 11, if I was to pick.
If I was to pick my 11.
Or England.
My 11.
Let's do our 11.
See the keeper team, yeah?
All fit.
All fit. Everyone's available.
Might be a dirty team.
Martin's a back five, though.
Martin's
a back five to me. What formation we got? What formation we got?
You could do back three.
We have to set rules. We can't just free for, bro. We have to set rules here.
You could do five back, as in defensively five back, or you do three and then wing backs.
Two wing backs, really.
Wing backs.
Yeah, not five at the back.
I'm picking Reece James, right wing back.
Okay. Go goalkeeper first.
Right, goalkeeper?
Yeah.
That's the one I don't know, bro, because they're all as shit as each other.
Dean
Henderson. But Pope is a good keeper.
But there's no Dean Henderson. Pope is a good keeper. But he's not great with his feet. So I'm picking Pickford. My right centre back is Kyle Walker.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's solid, yeah.
My central centre back is Stones.
Okay, cool, solid.
My left centre back, this is where it's a problem.
Now you gotta pick my man.
Who?
I don't know why he's looking at you.
What, Ben White? Ben White not going to play there.
Ben White's not going to play there.
I think my left centre back would be, it's between Joe Gomez, because of the season he's kind of having now. He's going to definitely be picked. So he's going.
I don't hate that.
I'd say Joe Gomez. I'm not taking Maguire. He's getting back home, bro. He's getting back home. He's not coming. Joe Gomez. Tomori's not having a good season. I've been watching him this season. He's not really having a great one. So I don't know if he's going. Is there any other English centre backs I'm forgetting?
You have to go Maguire, bro.
Braith White, Cole, the guy at Everton.
Oh, okay. Can go Cole as well.
Yeah, he's not too bad, but in a tournament, I wouldn't pick him. I'll play Joe Gomez.
Walker Stones Gomez, cool.
Walker Stones Gomez.
Left wing back.
Left wing back. I'm putting Trippier there. Because I know he can play there.
Might as well put
Chilwell, bro. Because it's between Chilwell or Luke Shaw.
No, Chilwell excels.
Luke Shaw, seriously.
But that's the thing. Luke Shaw is injury prone.
Chilwell might be in the back four, it might be shaky. In the wing back,
he was good in that final against City as well.
But I know Trippier can play
there. That season when he got put.
To a top level, personally.
Bro, Chilwell won a UCL and smoked the league for a good four.
I'll put Chilwell there.
Chilwell in the wing back would be.
The midfielders, but what am I playing? Am I playing three, then two? I must be, because that's what it's going to be. Oh, it's going to be two.
Yeah, you already have five. You already picked five players.
I've already picked five, innit?
Yeah, so it's gonna have to be.
It's gonna have to be two or three, and then you have two attackers then.
I'm gonna play two then three. Yeah, two then three.
Cool.
So I'm gonna play.
You don't put Rice is definitely in there.
I'm playing Rice 100%. Bellingham next to him because I know Bellingham can go forward and play the ball into them.
Yeah.
And I know the wing backs will play the balls into them as well.
Yeah.
For that sake alone, I'm gonna put Rashford on the left wing.
Yeah.
Saka in striker and Saka on the other wing.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got Reece overlapping thing. But I love Trent.
That's serious.
But I love what Trent's doing. So I don't know if I want to put Trent in the system as well.
I hear that still.
But Trent be coming off playing for thing. So maybe it's between. I'll put asterisks between Trent and Reece.
Yeah.
I can put Trent or Reece. I can put whoever there.
Whoever's in form.
not even whoever's in form. Like, remember that game we're playing, the Euro game in itself, even the international game, when you're looking at it, it's slower than what it is. So that's even what I was hearing it's today, true. Where people are saying, we're trying to move the ball too fast. We're trying to play City's game. We can't play Manchester City game in international football.
International football is a different ball game, bro.
So it's a different ball game. For me, I think that's the system I would go with. I want to hear what you might say.
How about you?
I'm going four back. Five back, I feel like.
We'll be defensively solid because we're getting Mbappe. Yo, we're getting cooked.
There's a back four. Midfield battles. So I'll go four. And then I'll put Pickford obviously in goal.
Yeah.
And I'll go Reece, Rat.
Yeah.
And then Rat centre back, I'll go Walker.
Okay.
And that's then, also what I would have thought of doing.
And then I'll go Stones next to him. On the left. So Walker, Stones, Reece, and then I'll probably go Shaw. Because I can't lie, I'll put Chilwell there, but he's shaking the back four. Gomez, obviously.
And even when if Shaw goes up, that three can defend. Yeah, so if Reece goes up, that three can defend as well. So it's not bad.
They were just rotating the thing. I'll go then midfield. I'll go pivot. Rice
100%. You can't even think
on the
that.
Side, Foden. So Rice in the mid, Foden.
Okay.
I could trust him.
Right eight, basically.
Yeah, right eight.
Yeah, because so you know he's going to drift into that left wing
and
side.
And then the left is when it gets a bit.
Anthony Gordon's not so a bad pick, you know?
Huh?
Anthony Gordon's not a bad pick. He's been playing well.
Not for a tournament, man.
I want to start him. Don't get me wrong. That's sat on the bench. That's sat in foul power. I'll bring on later on.
Yeah.
Experience at top level. And then I'll go left centre mid, Bellingham.
Okay, I like that.
And then Rice in the pivot. So then you get the control. Obviously, Rice controls it and then give it to Foden. Foden half.
Yeah, 100%.
And then Bellingham will just go in and out of the box.
I like it. Cool. Front three.
And then front three, I can't lie.
It might have to
as
be
much as much as I hate him, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I hate him so much. In the English Sterling. I'm putting Sterling there, bro. Left wing 10 position, putting Sterling there. Putting Kane as a striker.
100%.
And then Abiru GGs, I'll give it to Saka, innit? Right wing.
There isn't another right wing I'd play there, man. Yeah, Saka's cold. I'll play
but
him
then
there.
There's so many I could put in that. I could put Rashford there coming off. But then Rashford coming off the bench to replace any of the front three would be banging.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
he's the best super sub in the world.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. He'll come off the bench.
That's the football anyway. Yeah.
Even
yeah.
And Watkins you can put Trippier on. Ivan Toney. They're not
Trippier
bad options.
Right back. So like Trippier right back.
You might not think your guy Palmer, no?
That's my boy, but I'll put him on the bench, though.
That one there is a thing of if nothing's going working, not working,
wild card,
you can put him in the 10 role. Yeah, because you can put him in the 10 role.
You can play him in the right wing.
If Saka's got a nibble or somewhere he's injured, you can take him off, put Palmer there. You can put him on the other side. You can play him false nine if nothing's working out for everyone else.
I think England have a really good now. Like you've got two, like, right wing, so you're young and sick. Exactly. It, like, except for the next 10 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cool, so my team, Pickford to go, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've kind of inspired me with the Kyle Walker centre-back team.
Centre-back team.
It's kind of inspired me.
That's such a recovery piece, bro.
It's kind of inspired me.
Because I can't play.
I had it right
back. I know you even watched that game the other day.
Yeah.
Bro, he's such a cheat code, bro.
Sometimes Vinny was cooking him. Vinny was cooking him. But when it's a centre-back role, when you get cooked like that, the recovery pace will save you.
He plays in City. When City play, obviously,
if one of them goes up, he's can
always
fit
in that back three.
Yeah. So he played there anyway when Southgate started. He was playing him in that right centre back role. For some odd reason, he stopped. I don't know why.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's cool. This is what I'm going to do, yeah? Pickford.
Yeah.
Trent. Kyle Walker.
That's what I would have done. It's not a bad option. That's why I put the asterisk. I put Trent next to Reece. In one of the two.
Yeah. So Trent, Kyle Walker, Stones.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust Stones in his left.
Centre back.
I've got to trust Stones in his left.
Yeah.
But he's a bit, you know what I mean? But he's a mature enough player to handle
100%. He's mature enough to handle it. Bro, what he's doing at MC, he can play both feet.
He's able to play midfield now.
He can do it. He can do it. And then left back, I'm going Luke Shaw, man. Because in the England shirt, like, bro, like, he scored in the US final, man. Like, we can't forget what he's done in England.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was team of the tournament that season as well. Yeah. Come on,
defensively, he's more solid than I'd say Chilwell, 100%. I can't even concede that.
And then you know Trent's going to obviously do more of his thing, and then you know...
Yeah, them three can rotate.
Yeah, cool. So, in midfield, yeah, I've gone for a bit of fun, innit? So, for like a balanced midfield, yeah, I've gone for Rice, Maino.
This guy's crazy.
No, with no experience, like no tournament experience whatsoever.
We know it is, yeah. You know it is. He's my wild card, isn't it?
If you were to take him out, who would you put there next to him?
I'm going for middle three, innit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cool. So it would
go with the one you're going. Declan
cool.
Rice, Maino.
So Rice holding, Maino then Jude. So how I envision Maino playing that he's the conductor that like. He's the like bridge between
the defense to the attack.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Because you know what Jude's gonna do. Like Jude's not really someone who's gonna
he's at the final third.
Pull attention and play build us up.
Because that's gonna reduce everything he does.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want someone
who's 50% on everything else.
You want exactly. So you want someone who's gonna like keep it ticking, keep the ball flowing. Yeah. And I feel like he can do that to a top level. And your alternatives there are what Henderson. I'm not playing there.
What no Madison.
Madison.
I forgot about Matt.
Madison at the 10. No, Madison in the 10 and them two behind him. Bellingham.
I'm not playing 4-2-3-1.
You're not.
No, I'm playing 4-3-3.
4-3-3.
Yeah.
But even with the 4-3-3, the diamond.
Can't lie. Would you not include because Mount fit?
If you. Nah.
No, because it doesn't help his case now from what we've seen.
Bro, you ain't played one game. I can't remember playing one game for United,
bro. Because if you play like Jay Madison or Foden, I feel like. Jude has to play.
100%.
So I feel like if you play a Jim Manchester or Foden, it feels a bit insecure. Like it feels like your midfield, you're relying on Rice to be a gladiator, bro.
Yeah.
You're relying on him to be an absolute machine. And he can do that, but I feel like you don't want to put too much emphasis on him.
Yeah, exactly.
In some games where like you're playing like a I don't know, man, like a Finland at home. Well not home, but you know what I mean, like a Finland, yeah.
Who's even in English group?
I'm not sure.
They announced it, bro. They've made the groups already.
Oh, I missed it, you know. But yeah, so it'll be Rice, Maino, Jude.
Yeah.
And then my front three will be Saka, Kane, and
who's your left winger? This is why I love the England debates, bro. Because, bro, we're not getting this team at all.
Yeah, I think. Because of form right
just
now.
Just know we're gonna get Henderson in the midfield. Rush is somehow gonna end up left wing.
You get Maguire.
We're gonna get Maguire center, right?
Cool. I'm thinking of going forward and left wing.
Okay.
But you know, it's only because you just can't keep him out of the team, man. In this form personally.
But he won't be able to cut in us.
But you said it in the beginning. We both know that's not his prime position.
He likes to go
into that role, but he's best off in the midfield roaming.
Yeah,
that's probably why Southgate doesn't play him.
Two wingers that are left-footed on both sides.
Yeah, they're both left. Is Foden left-footed? Yeah. I thought it was right.
I thought Foden is left.
He looks like ambidextrous anyway, bro.
Nah, he did. He cut in on that banger when he scored top bin. Where he cut in and popped it top.
Against United, he came off the left half space though.
Yeah, and then he popped it top corner.
Okay.
I think I trust him to do it there. Left wing. Then, but obviously, Foden, I mean, sorry.
But I know I'll Rashford, Rashford
is there.
Yeah.
But with Rashford, I just feel like I'd rather him off the bench, man. Like, I'm not sure that like, starting him for a team that wants to dominate and be in control,
yeah.
I don't trust him enough to always just be effective.
Effective, yes.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, for the whole 90 minutes.
The whole 90.
Sorry?
To who? Rashford.
Yeah. I don't trust him to be like effective for the whole 90 and like, yeah, and, like,
now, whereas Thing would go up and down, yeah. I get
so,
what you're saying.
So it'll be a Kane, Foden,
Saka.
Saka front three,
yeah.
Kobe, Jude, Rice behind.
This guy for Gomi,
I can't believe it. I can't give it to you, man.
No tournament experience whatsoever.
Nah, if I was to put one in, yeah.
He just recently.
If I was to change my system, yeah. If I was, my two wild cards, I have to have two. I can't have one, man.
Yeah.
It's between Maddison and Cole Palmer. It's between those two. Those would be my wild cards. Yeah.
The only thing, if you play him, he ain't taking Saka's spot.
He's not.
So 10, but then.
But you got to remember as well, there's games where we're going to be playing different systems.
He's not starting.
He's not starting,
but he's in the squad.
So he might play a game in terms of the group stage. I wouldn't expect to be playing in the quarterfinals or the semis.
He starts any game in it, but he's in the squad.
Yeah.
He can come in and change the game in it.
100%. I think
he's a baller in his own right now.
Yeah. As you it, never know, even with the tournament, something might go wrong. Someone might get injured. Right, hopefully, no one does, because we don't want that.
Yeah. But the rest of the, so it might the, rest be of the man and it goes in. The team, they've already earned their stripes.
Yeah, exactly.
They played in the tournament.
Plus on that as well, yeah. I feel like with how it is now and his form this season with Palmer, I think Southgate is probably in the place now where, like, if Saka, after like an hour play, hasn't done much,
he's going to have to get hooked because they want to win the game.
Yeah, win the game. So I think now, like, it's going to make Saka has to be, yo, like, I've got
to be switched on, yeah.
Like, if an hour's gone by and I ain't really done much, had an impact on the game, he can get hooked, bro. Because Palmer, like, you know Palmer can, like, he's got output in him.
Bro, he can put Palmer there. He can put Anthony Gordon on that side if he wants. He can put Rashford.
Nah, because I don't think Gordon's on Palmer.
He can do, no, as in, like, he can put him there. Yeah, I'm not saying as in, like, he's on his level, but he can put him there.
Obviously, if nothing's happening, I wouldn't bring on Gordon to, like, obviously, Gordon will take on a man, but you need someone to open up.
To open the game, yeah.
Palmer can do that.
Yeah,
regardless of a goal.
No, as in, like, he's got options now, whereas a year and a half ago, he didn't have options.
Just have to keep riding.
Saka on the right wing, that's it.
Keep riding.
Nah, man, it's not interesting. We'll see how the internationals play out, man. It should be a big summer.
Is it hard to even call who's going to win now?
Early prediction for
the Euros.
Yeah, early predictions.
My final, I've said it already, my finals is Portugal-France again. Wow. Just like the 2016
Okay, cool.
I want that final because I know it's going to be a very good game.
Yeah.
Portugal.
You want Portugal to win?
I think he's got
I don't want him to go back to back. I want Mbappe to win it this time.
No, I think he's got ambition.
Because the last one, he missed a penalty against Switzerland when they lost.
Who?
Was it Switzerland?
CR7?
No, Mbappe, when he missed the penalty. It was against Switzerland, no?
Yeah. Like the quarterfinals.
So I know he was revenge.
Yeah.
Watching
that TG, bro.
Exactly. I know he wants revenge. So,
I remember that game.
If I'm honest, I'd want France to win it, but it's a bit boring. France keep winning everything. So,
I
wouldn't mind Portugal winning it. Even Germany, the host nation.
Germany have a.
Obviously, I want England to win it.
Oh, Germany, no.
I want England to win it, I'll be wrong.
But we know with Southgate, we're not getting that, man.
We ain't getting that. I think Germany are going to do it, you know. I think Florian Wirtz. Musiala,
what a goal for
me. Bro, man, they're cooking, man.
Havertz in the nine.
Can Havertz cooking?
Don't mention that. Havertz in the nine. Everyone else
they brought Cruz back.
He's playing well. Cruz back cooking, bro.
Cruz back cooking, bro.
I think Germany can.
They got good bowl. They got efficient managers.
I'll go for Germany still.
They got Cruz. They got good Gundogan. Nagelsmann's a good coach.
Good coach, man.
That's what happens, man. I think France and Portugal is gonna be the final as long as they're on the different sides of the thing.
Portugal end up there. Argentina team where they have so many dogs and worker like around
Ronaldo
needs to play in it regardless. They bunched him in the World Cup and
it's that coach man.
It's
that coach man. Fernando Santos.
I feel personally people are getting onto me. I feel they regret like Portugal actually regretted benching Ronaldo in that game.
Yeah, but even remember what I seen is
he comes off the bench for like 30 minutes
and he's like, bro, he needs to
score.
He needs to score.
But if you'd have given him a whole 90 to try them things, I think they would have gone through it.
But you can't blame him for not playing them in the game before.
Exactly.
You can't blame him for not starting him. So it's a tough one, that one.
The stars, you just. Listen, you're that guy. I trust them regardless. If he had a bad game, I know he's going to come.
They're going to have left wing is going to be Rafael Leao, right? They're going to put Bernardo Silva. Up top is going to be Ronaldo. Behind him is Bruno and they'll probably put Ruben Neves. If they want, they can even put... I know they got other midfielders. They can put Felix there if they want. Behind them, DM. Paulinho, DM. Seriously. The centre-backs are Ruben Dias and kid at Benfica. I forgot his name.
Silva.
Antonio, yes, him. They got the fullbacks, Joao Cancelo, and they can play Nuno Mendes. Goalkeepers, Rui Patricio, Diego Costa. They got keepers, bro. The coach is Roberto Martinez. He's been here before. Let's see what happens.
I'm beating that Portugal team. Yeah, it's serious. Before we wrap up, I want to touch upon so I've been saying during the week, so you know Ben White, his new contract,
Yeah.
I was reading that he and like a few players have been doing this recently, in his contract negotiations, he's been he used a database agency to like almost showcase his value in the contract talks.
Oh no way.
To get a better deal.
But this is not something we shouldn't not expected. We should have expected this to come because data's been used everywhere now.
Everywhere. Do you know what I mean? So and obviously I did some more reading about it in The Athletic, and it said that KDB, he signed a new deal in 2021. And he used the same thing. It's one that crazy.
He didn't have a negotiator at the table.
Yeah, it was him.
He was the negotiator.
So what he did was he got the company to make him a PowerPoint.
Yeah, he done it.
And he showed it to
them. This is how much I want.
And they know what he was doing. So he was showing things like, this is my impact in terms of chances created. These are the points that I've won, via my direct goals or assists. He was showing all the data of and proving my value. And it's I feel that could be something that could grows in the game.
It's gonna change the game now as well. Because what you're gonna see is they're gonna have to fight it, because you want money. Show me why you left this money, bro. It's gonna come back to you later on. Because he signs that contract 2021, because he signed it the year they lost the Champions League to us.
Okay.
He's done that contract after they done all of that. So after the season into that, I know that the next one was Madrid who won it.
Yeah.
They went to the semis, they lost. Obviously, the following season, they win the treble.
Yeah.
So, and his value is shown. He was the main guy.
Scored the Real Madrid that season.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think it's super interesting. Obviously, Ben White used it as well. So, apparently, the article said that in his negotiations, he mentioned that he can play right back and centre back.
Right back and centre back.
And how useful that is for a top club. He also mentioned that he included his pass completion stats as well. Wow. And you know what's so crazy? Apparently the data said that clubs like Bayern Munich and Barcelona and Madrid are after those types of profiles.
So I can go there if I want to.
Do you know what I mean? So it's nuts how you can leverage your data to get a better contract.
To go get a better contract or go to a better team.
Yeah. It's nuts. But
that's technology,
We might have to take a note of that, bro.
Technology actually taking
over.
Agents might even run out of money now, you know?
You don't like
agents,
that. Because what's the point of the agent being there?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point of the agent being there?
That's so true. That's interesting.
Exactly. You don't need the agent no more. Yeah. So now agents can start losing money. They better not get a hold of that database because they start losing money.
It's super interesting seeing that, because I think it's so useful. I can showcase my value in an interesting and engage me to get a better deal, man. But now it's proper interesting still. One more that I did want to touch on. How do you feel about the recent bans and point deductions for a few clubs, man? Because the latest one, obviously,
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, Nottingham Forest.
But they had that coming, man. You sign 20 players like that and they don't do anything. What do you expect?
Yeah, that one was a bit booky.
One was coming. Everton one took me by surprise.
Yeah.
But Everton had it coming because of how their system worked. I know that they had the ownership change between. They had a mess in terms of the wage structure. I think one of their worst players had the highest money at one point. So it's was coming.
Decore was earning something crazy.
How you get Carlo Ancelotti in and he's gone after 6 months? What's going on?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that come in between that. And then the way they spend their money. So I know that they were in financial fair play problems. They're still in that now, from what I'm hearing now as well. They still got them kind of issues. So they might even be expecting another point deduction.
Yeah.
But I said they got it went back to normal.
It went back to normal now, but obviously they're going to fight their case. They're still fighting their case now. So
yeah, it's quite interesting. Because obviously, the rules state that.
But what you're saying now, from in terms of being the small teams,
and
obviously the big teams are gonna come get in. I know we're in it.
Yeah.
I know City have got the 115 charges. You said if they're already looking at us,
and they're not finding us, man.
Who's next?
They're not bagging us.
Who's next?
So I'll read up on it. So on Chelsea's case, you guys, you bust case.
It's the owner. It's the old ownership.
Your owners,
yeah.
And also, your owners that you can. So basically, the rule is that for any 3-year period, you can only have a deficit of a maximum of 105 mil. So, 35-minute season roughly, innit? So, apparently, you can bypass it if your owners invest some funds, almost to, like, alleviate the amount, innit?
Yes, yes.
So, Chelsea have kind of done that, so you guys are cool. But in some cases, the owners don't have the additional... The funds. Do you know what I mean? To slap it in there, so you're going to get caught with the pan, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, I know the Arkansas team is crazy. We've got one of the guys, in terms of net worth, is a trillionaire. So...
Yeah. You got
it. Exactly. Yeah, we're worried about money. We're not worried about money.
Roman left bread as well.
It's Roman left money.
He left money. So he said you spend that.
What they're looking at now in terms of us is, I was reading it before we came here. They were like, Marina was spending money.
Yeah.
But it was off the books. So the problem is right now is that Roman's giving her money, but somehow it's being scratched off. So where's that money going? What's going on? Where's it gone to? Is what's going on right now? But my thing is, if it's a new ownership, why are they now looking at the new ownership instead of the old one?
Yeah.
Whereas this information was there before, so why didn't you do it when the other ownership was there?
Yeah,
because Roma had lawyers.
Yeah, he had lawyers.
So I think in terms of it being, it's the right thing to do, but it's on the wrong teams. If anything, it should be equated to everyone else. If you do something like this is the point deduction. It should be already tallied. Why am I seeing random numbers? Because
Every year they're coming up.
How many points did Nottingham Forest lose? They lost six, correct?
Six, but then they got reduced.
But it got reduced. It was Everton that got reduced. Yeah. But Nottingham Forest got six, whereas Everton 2-3-4 months ago was 10 points.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
It should be set in stone, yeah.
What happened? What's the difference? Why did they get 10 and why did this guy get 6? How much you've
gone past.
If I'm a fan and I see this, it's like, bro, This is demoraling for me and then also for the players.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's going on? What the board doing that we don't know.
Mm.
If we've done this, then how many points are we actually losing? So these kind of rules should come out. We need to know if there's a financial fair play problem and we're not going to be in the transfer window next year, this is the outcome.
Yeah,
I think it's risk and reward though, because I'll be real, I feel like the people that do the things, they know the rule risk that comes with it.
So they're
doing it, and obviously the rules.
But I think now they're doing it, we're not going to see too many risks because of what's going on.
I think Chelsea
City
are going to still
keep teams. That's why even Arsenal had to hold back recently because
the whole January system, no one bought anyone.
No one, everyone's
shook, bro.
we couldn't buy no
one. I think it's not right, but it's right at the same time. Just do it the right way.
And even I'm even hearing they're on Leicester as well.
They might not come back up.
They're on Leicester, so like it won't count for this season, but it might count for next season.
Next season when they come back to the Prem.
When they come to the Prem, they get
jarring.
So they get relegated.
But I'd rather.
You know what it is right now.
Come up though.
Yeah, because but I would have taken it now because I know they can win the rest of their games.
No guarantees though.
No, but even then, in the playoffs, I know.
All that work, you've had a great season.
Impacts morale.
Bang.
Bro, they're like 11 points clear. So take the 10 point deduction anyway.
No, but if you get promoted, you get your bread anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. So let's say you finish up higher.
No, they're getting the bread anyway because they got relegated from the Prem. So they're going to get it for the next 3 years, even if it's going down.
It gets less and less. Yeah, I know what you mean. Nah, man, it'll be interesting, man.
Let's see what happens, man.
Yeah.
These whole rules are crazy, man. I mean,
it changed everything.
I hope we don't get anything. Because we need to sign a striker, bro.
If Chelsea get it, City are getting in it. So yeah, 100%. We both go down together. I'm not really fussed. Then we go both. We both go 1-2 in the championship. We're good, innit?
You man, coach championship. But nah, man, boys, man. I appreciate you guys for jumping on, man.
Nah, you're welcome, man. This is
a great episode, man.
I don't mind being here, bro. This is perfect for us, bro.
Yeah, man. Of course. And guys, make sure that you like, you comment, you subscribe. Of course, we've got more conversations coming up with more people. Any guys you want to say about the pod that we got?
So we're back, man. We're going to be back here Thursdays. Obviously not here, but you know, on our channel.
Yeah,
hopefully, you get me. We don't mind coming here every other time. Yeah, obviously, thank you for having us.
So you can come on out on us.
That's next, man. 100%, bro. You might have to be the first guest now. So yeah, man. Listen, we're gonna be back every Thursday. We're gonna record every Thursday. Hopefully, come back. We're gonna start putting it on the weekends, just before the game weeks.
Nice.
Whenever there's international breaks like this, we're gonna probably drop drafts or top tens. We might even have to shout you for one of those. See what happens.
That's good, man.
You get me? That's it, man. That's pretty much us with that. But obviously, you'll be notified on top of our socials,
we'll see from there. We'll put links in the description. Yeah. And of course, guys, have a blessed week, man. Peace.
Take care.